forces are not very happy with the liberating, uplifting, and pure message which is given by our acharyas. In many ways, these forces have at times brought havoc into our sangha, and in some cases, either collectively or personally, distracted us from the path of bhakti. This has, from a social point of view, had some unfortunate effects, but I'm always encouraged because I know that in the heart of real devotees, there's a tenacity to hold on to the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Gauranga, no matter what happens in our lives. For a long time now, I have watched the astrological chart of ISKCON, what I call the mystical body of ISKCON, the great Sangha of Vaishnavas in the universe. And I have seen how this period of time was herald a new beginning, a refreshening of preaching, in a way very different from what we've experienced so far. And I felt that Sangha would happen in a very spontaneous, natural, almost grassroots type of manner, where devotees are reaching out and helping each other and helping and encouraging each other to be powerful and be true to the mission of Mahaprabhu and do as much as we can to serve the Parampara. But it's a great drama. It's actually a cosmic drama. The forces that we talked about, they're the antagonists. But the protagonists are the great saints and sadhus who come just in the nick of time when all seems lost or all seems devastated, when we're forlorn or morose or despondent. And it was with great pleasure that indeed I came across the chart of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, even in practically speaking, before I had any association with him. And I could see that here is one of Sri Sri Radha Krishna's messengers. Here is one of the great sadhus, the great associates of my beloved Gurudev Srila Prabhupada. And so I was very, very happy. And I think my experience in traveling with him and associating with him and in seeing the magical effect of being with a sadhu who is so deeply immersed in Krishna Katha, in remembrance of Krishna, what a wonderful effect it has for the devotees. And so I should say only that I'm very happy that you're all here. I'm very happy that you've taken the steps to come and listen to the Hari Katha that Maharaj will present to us. And I'm truly hopeful that the sectarian feelings, the feelings of I and mine, the feelings of animosity which sometimes exists in our dealings, that this dirt of the Kali Yuga will be washed from our hearts by Maharaj's association. So I wish that all for you.
पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महापदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Shri Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhika Jai Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhakta Janam Bhaktya Vihina Paradhalakshay Chittasya Kamadhi Taranga Madhye Kripamai Swang Saranam Prapanna Bande Namaste Charana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Shivaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama First of all, I am offering myself so many dandavat pranam and my heartly pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my holy master Nitya Lila Praveshtam Vishnu Parashasam Bhakti Pragyan Kusra Goswami Maharaj. Also in the same time I am offering my heartly pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Shri Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. First of all, I want to say that in my last tour in Western countries, Holland, England, and America, Canada, and all other countries, I told first, though India is a poor country, and I have come from India, but I have not come from poor India. I come from a very healthy, wealthy, and so rich country in Vedic culture and Krishna affection and love. So I have not come here to collect money, wealth, reputation, and any worldly thing. But I come to give the same object, same mission, and same wealth that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. You have heard so much about Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. There are so many associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Adaita Chaj was there, Haridas Thakur was there, Sri Sarup Damodar Raya Ramanand were there. Also, Mahapandit, great learned person of Puri, Sarvam Bhattacharya was there. So many were there. But finally, Narottam Thakur told that Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thapitam by Rupa Goswami. Why? Haridas Thakur is Namacharya given by himself, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Namacharya. Sarup Damodar was there, Raya Ramananda was there. So much learned, like teachers of Rupa Goswami. What Rupa Goswami has told only the topics and the same things what Sarup Damodar and Raya Ramananda Prabhu has come to be. So, why Narottam Thakur told like this? We have heard before from in his lecture and also Gurukam Prabhu and Govinda Bhakta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come only to preach Harinam. His interior motive was not that. In so many colleges, less and less colleges, Advaita Acharya Mahavishnu has done this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission was not to give this, only this. Something man. And that was bhakti rasa, not bhakti. Before that, so many acharyas have given bhakti. Ramanuja acharya, Madhva acharya, Nimbarka acharya, Vishnu Swami. So many have given this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come only for this, to give bhakti. He has come to this world. And who is he? Who is himself Krishna? In Krishna Leela, in Dwapar Yuga, he tasted mainly all the five kinds of rasa. Especially, he tasted gopis, madhur rasa. But he was not satisfied by that. He wanted to know why Srimati Radhika test me more than anyone, more than myself. Why she becomes mad for me? There are several devotees there. I also love Srimati Radhika, but I don't become mad for Srimati Radhika. But Radhika become mad. Why? How to taste my beauty, my everything? Krishna is more beautiful. No? So much beautiful than Ram, Lakshmi, Narayan and all others. But Srimati Radhika is so beautiful that Krishna has accepted him like his guru of love. But Krishna thinks that there is something in me that it attracts Srimati Radhika also. So if anyone has the same mood of Srimati Radhika, he can test more me and he can serve more and he can control me. So what I have in my beautiful body, in my all things, so if I will take the mood and beauty of Srimati Radhika, then I can test myself. What this thing is in me that it attracts whole world, even creatures, animals, trees, creepers, everything. Even clouds, even deer, even goddesses, devis, everyone. What is that? He could not taste it in Krishna Leela, pastime. So he took the beauty and mood of Srimati Radhika and became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the mercy of Srimati Radhika, mercy of Krishna combined came into Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, if you have no mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have no faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot know Radha and Krishna who were there. What is love? Who is Jiva? Who is actually Guru? So everything we can know by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These moods Srila Rupa Goswami has only described in his books. Because he has empowered him in Prayag. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was returning from Vrindavan and going to Puri in the midway, on the bank of Ganges and Yamuna, where they are meeting, very sacred place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his all mercies in Srila Rupa Goswami. And he also told Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya Das Thakur, Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda, Sikhi Maiti, Prabhu, learned persons
are
from Bhattacharya and all others bestow your mercy to Rupa Goswami. That is why he was successful in getting all the modes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very easily. So, if anyone knows the aim and object of Sri Rupa Goswami, interior heart of Krishna and Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Rupa Goswami he can know, otherwise not. At that time, the society was established, and that society was Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha. Only the translation of that is ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But really it was established by Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami framed the rules and regulations of all that thing, and president was Rupa Goswami. So the aim and object of that Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha of Krishna Consciousness internal was same as Swamiji came to West and East, and he gave that mission. I know that in 1916, Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, our Reverend Gurudev, as a Brahmachari, very powerful, very influential. Though he was a boy of 16, he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu land, Mayapur, and he offered himself in the Lord's feet of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. At that time, that mission, Gaudiya mission, was very, very little.
Small.
You should excuse me for my language. I don't know English at all. Anyhow, by your all mercy, ISKCON leaders like Tamal Krishna, Giriraj Swami, and so many, Govinda Maharaj in England, Sivaram, all used to come and to make time in English something. They forced me to speak English, but I never tried for it.
You speak the language of the heart.
So, it may be some mistake. Kindly you should excuse for that. I know that you are so much qualified to take my note, and that is the main thing. Prem has his own language. Devotion has his own. It can skin it by eyes, by any mode, by hands. It is not only
transaction.
Yes, only speaking. But it can speak by anything. Language will not disturb, it will not make problem. So, what I was telling, he met his Prabhupada on 1966, and he said,
1916,
and he took Harinam from him, and he joined colleges, and after some year, 3 years, he left the colleges, because he used to teach the professors and principals of that colleges. So he left and came totally in the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati in 1919. I have known that Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Abhay Charanar Prabhu, he came in the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada in 1922. And after that some years he took second initiation from him. And he was at that time first in Calcutta, and then he came to Allahabad they are. So from 1922, my Gurudev and he, they were bosom friends to each other. And very learned both, very strong, never had any fear at all. They can express their thoughts very strongly without any fear. Also, if the President of India made any wrong thing, that Krishna has this body and also material and his soul is there, they both strongly opposed. And they challenged them, the President of India, very learned person in whole world. So they were bosom friends from very beginning. My Guru Maharaj once came to Allahabad and he stayed with him for so long time, about 6 months with him in Allahabad. After that, you know that in 1968 he took renunciation in 59. I took renounce order in Navadvip by my Gurudev in 1954, and my name was kept Bhakti Vedanta Swami Narayan Narayan Maharaj. Why it was kept Bhakti Vedanta? Because Prabhupada or his disciples gave this nickname to Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Bhakti Vedanta. Abhay Charanath Bhakti Vedanta. They wanted to tell us, to teach whole world, Vedanta is not a Nirvishesha Brahmavadi Sampradaya. Vedanta has meaning bhakti cult. So Vedanta is a bhakti book, not Mayavadi Shastra. That is why our Gurudev first took this name of Swamiji, he was given. And we were then told Bhakti Vedanta Narayan, Bhakti Vedanta Vikram, Bhakti Vedanta Vaman Maharaj, my elder god brothers, senior. And so many, about 26 or 27 sannyasis we are given in the name of that Bhakti Vedanta. So there was so much relation in between them. At last he came to Mathura in 1958 or perhaps in that, and he lived so much time there, and I requested him. I used to make chapatis for him, so much services to him. I was mud commander there. I used to help him in his writing books. I used to help him by my kirtan. He liked so much my kirtan. Sometimes he used to play on mridanga and I used to sing so many kirtans. Hari Hare Namah Krishna Yadavai Sirupagut Manjari Pada Shemura Sampas. I was at that time quite young, very energetic. Also I was editor of the Bhagavat Patrika. Swamiji Maharaj was Sanghapati in our two books. So there was so much familiarity between them. He accepted my praying that he should take sannyas. He took sannyas. And then he came to Delhi and Vrindavan. I was also with him, and then he managed to come to New York in America. He also invited me to come with him, but I told that I am serving my Gurudev, so I will come, I will join you, but in next time.
So he told me to help him. I helped him in sending his all books. He came with nil for me in America. He came in not in airlines. He came in navigation India. With so much suffering he came. You know all more than me. He began to preach in from 22nd Avenue, New York, and there is a tree in Park. Park? I went there and took the feedback of Swamiji there with hippies. When he used to recite Hare Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivas Adi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, the hippies began to dance on the song and make merry. Sometimes they offer wine to Swamiji. Oh, that's it. But all the hippies became happy.
Happy hippies.
Yes, became happy, and they became so much pure Vaishnava, Rishi. And then Swamiji established ESKCON first there, and from there he preached all over the world, wrote so many books. His mission was and object was the same as Rupa Goswami. So he is Rupanuga Vaishnava. He has written in his books that he is Rupanuga Vaishnava. He is the servant of Rupanuga Vaishnava. Rupanu means to follow the same object and mission of Rupa Goswami. There are two things, Rupanuga and Raganuga. Not much difference in Raganuga and Rupanuga, but some difference. But this topic is so hard and confidential. But yet I want to tell very little about this. What is called Raganuga? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to preach this Raganuga. What is this? Krishna is so merciful. And he is ocean of rush. So he is ocean of rush. And in the next, he is so much merciful. So he is merciful. He came to preach this Raganuga Bhakti. But how? By the means of Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma. So Advaita Chaitanya can have done this, but prem cannot be given by Advaita Chaitanya, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. So anapicharin chirat karuneya vatirnah kalau samarpai tum unnotajjal rasaansa bhakti hariha pura sundar dyuti kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare surutme sachinandana. I will explain this poem of Srila Rupa Goswami. It will take so much long time. Time has gone. Completed. So we should. I will explain this very, very sweet, interesting. This poem has meaning. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has only come to bestow the path, sprinkles of prema bhakti. What prema bhakti? What gopis have? They are ragatmika. Ragatmik and Raganuga are not same. Ragatmik is only in Golok Vrindavan, not in Golok, but in Vrindavan, Braja or Gokul. What is there? Their Atma, their soul, everything depends on Raga. Their natural Raga, natural love, affection for Krishna. So they are Ragatmika. Ragatmi of three kinds. Sakha, Vatsalya, and Madhur. Sakha, Sridham, Sudham, Madhumangal, Subal, all. Vatsalya Rash, Nanda, Yashoda, and all the gopis were above 40, their householders. All the mothers and fathers used to think that Krishna is my son, especially Nanda and Yashoda. Among Nanda and Yashoda, Yashoda has more affection for Krishna. So he is called Yashodanandan. He is called also Nandanandan, but Yashoda has more affection for him. And more the gopis, young gopis. Like Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha and all. All are ragatmik. If anyone has greed in this world to serve Krishna in three ways, especially in the mode of gopis, then he is called Araganuga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give most important thing, the same mode of like gopis. And this is called Araga Nuga Bhakti. He has come to give this world. And to test the modes of Srimati Radhika. These are prominent reasons of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to this world. But at that time, Yugadharma was named Sankirtan. So he gave all these things through name, Harinam Sankirtan, with love and affection. Even to animals, creepers, trees, whoever came in the sight of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from a different place, far away, they also were in Krishna. They all became mad. All four. Mad elephants, tigers, serpents, deer, everything. When he was going to Vrindavan from Puri, everyone, John Vishik, personality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they became all Vaishnava. There was no caste and creed. Whoever seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu far away, they were become all Vaishnava. Even grasses, even plants and all others, deer, tigers. So, Swamiji has, but what is Ragan Rupanuga? If anyone wants, among any of the three or four same moves and to serve Krishna, they are called Raga Nuga. But a special mode of Rupa Goswami, he was in Krishna, time of Krishna, he was a Rupa Manjari. He was serving Radha and Krishna conjugal, but more inclined towards Srimati Radhika. He was the dasi of Srimati Radhika. So his mood, especially those who are greed, a strong greed, to have the mood of a Rupa Manjaris, are likewise, they are called Rupanuga. Those who have greed to become a sevak, dasharas, or sakharas, vatsalyaras, they can be called rupan, raganuga. But especially those who want the mood of Rupa Goswami are rupanuga. So we are so much fortunate to come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the leaders, all the acharyas in this line, up to Swamiji, my Gurudev, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, all were Rupanuga Vaishnava. Same mood. So we are also lucky so much. So we are, उनके सक्सेशन में हम सो वी आर एंटाइटल्ड टू हैव दैट. वी आर नॉट रूपानुग, वी डोंट वांट दिस, देन यू शुड नॉट कम इन दिस लाइफ. शुड नॉट कम. ओपनली स्वामी जी इन चैतन्य चरितामृत एक्सप्लेनेशन सेवरल टाइम्स, नॉट वन टाइम, several times he disclosed this thing. You can read Chaitanya Chaitamrita, first four. I will try to give some narration about this. In my classes, I think that I will be here for 3 weeks. Regular class written, without any caste and creed. This is my party, this is his party, this is his party, not like this. I have so much honor as for my Gurudev to Pujya Pada Sridhar Maharaj, to Swamiji, to Nemi Maharaj, to Sauti Maharaj, all the senior most associates of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. I am so lucky and fortunate to have associations of all the old and senior most sannyasis of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. At that time I was there, but not I have joined the mission, unluckily. Pujyapad Bhavan Maharaj, he is in the same age, he has seen Prabhupada and he came to Mayapur in the presence of Srila Prabhupada at the time. He came before Sridhar Maharaj joined the mat, but he was a very little boy, very little boy. At the about the age 10 or 11 or 12. And he was reading in Bhakti Vinod Institute. But I came after that. When Prabhupada went in 37, so unluckily I could not meet Srila Prabhupada. But I am so lucky that I came in the lotus feet of my Gurudev. He was very, very much offered to Srila Prabhupada. And thus I was telling that how Swamiji and my Gurudev were bosom friends from the beginning. And I had the affection of both. Also, I want to tell you that I had helped him, Swamiji, in so many ways when he was in prison. Also, in the last days, he called me. As he told that, keeping my hands in his hands, with some tears he told that you should excuse me. My God brother should excuse me. I have done something for preaching, not willingly. And also I want that you should help me, my all disciples. What kind of help he wanted? Money? Any intelligence, they are more intelligent. Something learning, they are so much learning. Not for this. I know that he was knowing that he can help in Krishna Bhakti. And the aim and object for which he came to Western and Eastern countries, to bestow a sprinkle of Raganuga Bhakti or Rupanuga Bhakti. That he has written in his all books, especially in Srimad Bhagavata explanation and in Chaitanya Charitamrita explanation. In his Krishna book, I was ordered. Now I want from beginning. I tried to obey his order. So for not other any gain I have come here. I have only come to give the same mission, same object, same teaching, and to help ISKCON. I know that some sincere disciples are thinking that they are now orphans, helpless. But I want to tell them that Swamiji is not dead. He is still today as he was. So be nirbhay.
Fearless.
He can help you when you will pray. He has sent me also. I have not come to share wealth and reputation and anything, disciples. I have come only to help them. And especially the disciples of Swamiji, who felt neglected. For any reason, they have left a school. But they cannot leave a school. I know that there is not only a Santha iskon, but this mood, this object is iskon. And it is for ever. It is not an issue. So I think they are all iskon who are adopting the mood of Swamiji, of Rupa Goswami. They are chanting and remembering. They cannot leave iskon. They can leave any leader, those who are not favorable. But ISKCON is a mood, is a theory. So we should think that we are not out of ISKCON. So I want to make ISKCON so strong, not to share money or anything worldly desire. They should not also fear from me. I want to go to ISKCON here. There is ISKCON perhaps. Garaditi?
Yes,
there is Bhakti. Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj there. So I want to go. But if they will oppose and they will tell that you should not come here, then I will have to think. Otherwise, think we are all in one family, Gaur family, Gaur Parivar. I have nothing against anything. Nothing. If we are associating with new one, bona fide, new one, why we have to struggle with devotees? So nothing to quarrel, nothing to make any problem for them. I have come to solve the problem that we are all in one family, Gaur Parivar. We should not swear. We should solely preach, sab log milkar.
Unitedly.
And it should be always pure, not mixed with worldly desires and all these things. Not to be in the same class forever. Understand? Not to be in the same class where we are reading first in 40 years before. ABCD. But ABCD in like arithmetic. What? not ABC be one, but let ABC be a triangle, higher authority.
Dynamic.
Yes. So gradually we should try to come what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted, what was the object of Srila Rupa Goswami he has written in his book, and try to develop our Krishna consciousness. We have nothing to fight with anyone, no grudge to anyone, we are not enemy to anyone, we don't want money, they should keep money if they like, reputation. I am not a learned person, I am not going to argue or anything to them that I am like you. So humbly I beg that I will hear in my these two, I'll explain gradually the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the teachings of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, our disciple, Malli Desh, and how we can enter in that. Nothing else. We are not coming here to make any party. You don't. You should give honor to all who are chanting Krishna. Those who are not Madhyam or Uttam yet, you should give them respect. I used to give respect to all those who are in Kanishtha or low than Kanishtha. Yes. So, I think let's leave today, and next day we will meet together and discuss. You can also ask anything.